Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
What are you doing posing
saying,
like
I'm
that?
I'm saying hi to Christine. If you're watching The Intimate Portrait, I'm showing you a little bit of
ooh,
leg and...
Leg dairy. And dairy.
Little dairy.
More like leg and cream cheese cheesecake.
You know what? Everyone comes back for seconds. So my ass, can you call my ass a cheesecake factory, but everybody loves it even though they don't want to admit it.
And but like a cheesecake, it ripples and it's sour.
Exactly. Kind of like your soul. Y'all, welcome to Reality Gay.
This is Toe. This is Toe.
This is Toe, part two. Test and Trust.
Episode two, part two.
Season three, episode two, part two. Test and Trust. As we said, some woman named Connie in Virginia has two kids called Testin and Trust.
And then the next child they're going to name Cross with a K, like Christina from Smothered.
I have those friends.
Do they really name a child Cross?
Wait, Christina.
Christina and Kathy.
But wait, didn't the Extreme Sisters have a cross too?
I don't know.
Didn't they name their son, that little boy that they had with the hot guy who looked like gay porn, the one that saved their placenta?
Was his name Cross?
I think they had a baby and they named the baby Cross.
I can't remember. Who cares?
Hi, it's Bay.
He's Mama's team.
It's Mama's team. Y'all, if you're working regional theater with Jill in Oklahoma, from her, tell her we enjoyed her.
She's doing Mother Courage right now, I believe. But it's one. It's a one woman show.
Oh wow!
She's doing all the characters. Yeah.
Wow.
She really knows. She pioneered Brecht. That's why she loves reality shows.
It's not far from it.
Do we have an announcement before we jump into this shit?
Live show stuff announcements are coming next week, so be sure to look into that. We mentioned on the first episode about you can get a pre-sale if you're in the Reality Gays extra content. I think that's it. We've said all the things that we need to say.
Let's jump in.
Who are we talking about first? I don't remember the order.
I know. That's why I was going to take the lead on this.
Yeah, because I never have to carry you.
Y'all, let's talk about Miss Ellie. So that's going to be the response every time we say, Ellie. All right. So I mentioned on part one how I'd had lots of people, because they know, people know me, and I'm the first to go all conspiracy theory. That's us turning on our timer.
We have to time it so we don't talk.
We don't go over.
But
for
I
our
can't
commercial.
Put the timer where Poodle will see it.
Because I'll just stare at it all the time.
He'll just stare at it. So I have.
You'll
to
just see
it,
me just go like this.
So I have to put it for me.
No, I don't like that. I want to see it a little bit.
Otherwise, we'll have a 50-minute first half. Because
I did it last time, though. So I can see it a little bit.
All right.
That's good. I can see it.
Okay.
But I have to move. Who cares? Y'all, but I had a
if
lot
you're sitting
of people
on the intimate portrait with on the couch with
hi
us.
Hi.
You're bored already.
I put my finger in your mouth.
Oh, wow. I'm just honking your tit. Wonk, wonk, wonk. I asked you first.
I promise we won't actually molest you in person.
We're not. Actually, Poodle probably won't touch you.
Mm-mm. No.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah. It's going to be a consent hug.
You're just going to grab everybody's hands like Oprah and go,
good for you. Good for
yay
you. That's my hug.
Yeah.
Or I go, air hug.
That's fine.
I know. I know it's fine.
Unless your husband's hot, then he's going to hug your husband.
Ooh.
And then he's going to stick his hand down the back
I'm
of
gonna
his
give,
pants.
I'm going to give your husband a little, I'll have a consent. And you know what? Remember, y'all, it ain't cheating if it's with Poodle.
That could be on a shirt,
remember
too.
Remember that rule?
It ain't cheating if it's with Poodle.
So when you bring your husband to the live show, and I'm getting, and I invite them out for, maybe I'll invite you out too.
Maybe.
I don't know. But if I invite them out for a nightcap, just be happy that you see them tomorrow morning, and they'll appreciate
and don't
you
ask,
even more.
Don't ask. And Poodle won't tell.
And I'm not going to tell. That's not true. I'm going to tell everybody.
He's going to tell everybody.
Of what I did.
Yeah.
I won't use names. Anyway, what
Ellie
I was
and
saying
Victor
after you waylaid me. A lot of people contacted me. We have a lot of true crime sissies and said, I've read this book. They're like, this was the argument. They're like, so we think Ellie killed her husband.
She did not. Y'all watch too much shit.
I'm saying it's worth, here's why, and this is what someone told me, said, when someone has an opioid addiction, they're taking pain pills, they know how much is enough a lot of times. And here's the thing, and they've worked it out because it's actually hard to have opioids specifically, not fentanyl we're talking about. People OD on fentanyl because they don't know they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you can OD, you can develop an opioid addiction easily. But the thing about it is, you have to keep taking it. But people know. So
they do, and then they don't. Because a little bit, I learned this a lot when I ran the crystal meth recovery group. And this crystal meth is a little bit different, but still, it depends on where he was. It is kind of, if he
right, and he was drinking alcohol.
Because a lot of times, though, two people will, they'll use a drug for a certain amount of time, or drugs. They build this tolerance towards it.
Right.
And then if they stop for a while.
Interesting.
Like, let's say stop for 6 months, and then let's say they want to take a pain pill again, and they take the same amount of pain pills that they were stopping. That's how a lot of people overdose on heroin. And
I just know a lot.
I don't think she killed him.
A lot of our sissies believe Ellie murdered her husband.
It is. I don't think it's common that people just overdose on.
It isn't.
Pain pills.
It isn't.
It was.
That's why it was told. The storytelling.
It was said as almost like, oh yeah, he ate a cake with nuts in it, and he forgot it had nuts in it.
Right.
And it killed him. It was
and
told
a little bit of arsenic.
It was told a little nonchalantly.
It was
just kind of like.
That's why all of you, it tripped your little conspiracy theory. Ooh. Places.
Y'all, if
I'm telling you, not just one message, not just five, more than 10 people said, I think Ellie killed her husband.
I got a several too, I admit. I don't.
So, y'all, I thought it when I watched it. I didn't say anything, though. Because I knew this bitch would have yelled at me about it.
I'd not yell. She didn't kill her husband.
But It's good to know y'all are thinking she did it.
This is why no one from 90 Day Fiancé will ever do an interview on our show.
So I'm like,
this is why.
So Ellie, why did you murder your husband?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, she goes to pieces.
We can't have Devin on because she would say, Jake, do you remember when you said what happened to my old faith?
I did ask that.
I don't want to interview her anyway. But yeah. I just, no. Ji-hoon, come on. Ji-hoon.
Oh, I'd love to talk to Ji-hoon.
And let's talk to that dog, Baki.
Bring Baki.
That's who we want to talk to.
That's the real celebrity.
It is. So, y'all, so she's going to eat with friends. And
they're Friendsgiving because she's going away.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
This was not a Southern Thanksgiving.
Well, this was a very... Now, maybe they were vegetarians. I didn't see any bird. I saw everything on the plate looked kind of brown. I didn't see a lot of green, actually.
Wasn't clear. Didn't see dressing.
There was some stuffing on that plate. I know how I feel about that.
It's true.
But they drowned it all in gravy.
Well, that's what you got to do.
So
hopefully it was good gravy.
Kelly and Scott are the friends. And
gravy is one of those things. When it's delicious, it's great. And it's not ever okay. It's either wonderful or just bad.
Hmm.
Have you ever had just okay gravy?
You know, that is true. I've had mediocre gravy before.
But it's bad.
But I don't want
because
it.
Because gravy that is good is like...
Transcendent.
It's like semen from Zeus's dick.
Jesus come.
It's just like, oh, gravy. Sorry, got up on
from
a tangent.
From Zeus's dick.
Uh-huh.
It's like...
With lightning in it, it goes...
Like, what is that SNL sketch? You like the juice?
You like the juice?
Where are we? That is at least 30 years old.
At least.
That sketch.
Yeah.
Maybe 28, 30 years old.
I wasn't born yet, so I guess it was good.
Yeah. So Hiromi is also there, her friend, and she's the only one who knows that she's going there permanently. She's lying to her friends.
This is
she
a red
knows
flag.
It's a bad idea.
If you're lying to your friends, it's not a good idea.
And the friends are like, so how long are you staying? And she's like, maybe I should, funny you should ask. So Victor and I are back together, and I'm moving to Providencia.
Woo!
And they're about to have a hurricane.
They don't get to that part yet, but yes. It's, friends are just kind of like,
But Kelly says, what if you found out that it wasn't just the one woman that he was with?
Yes.
And it's like you can't get comfortable.
I can't get comfortable now.
It's like you thrash around. You're going to destroy another couch of mine.
Oh, I didn't destroy any couch of yours.
It's bad. Y'all, you should have seen everything was imbalanced on his side of the couch.
Oh, it was not.
The seams were coming loose.
Oh, that's not true.
It was like Lenny from A Mice and Men had been in his dog bed.
It's because someone put you ass up and held your legs and took you to Rimtown.
That couch took a beating.
Let's just say.
Whoa.
I made him get a leather couch this time.
I mean, that couch was like Apocalypse Now.
The horror. Let's keep going.
Basically she's saying that does he know about your financials? He also asked. She's like, well, so it's like the first time she's
been giving
about
him a little
this.
Bit of money.
And it turns out she's been helping him do all the renovations with the house. She's paying him that he's
but this is he's doing it and actually
I agree.
Building it. She's paying for it. And then
now did you see footage of the house?
It didn't look like a lot was done.
Yeah. It looked a little bit like Scott and Lindsay. Scott. It was pictures in pictures in a book.
Yeah.
It's a quote from a book, Scott.
Scott, why is there a hole in the wall?
Done, Scott.
Scott, I just need my friend to park her Winnebago in her drive.
And then we're going to go up there and scissor together.
Yeah. But I'm not going to tell you that, Scott.
I'm glad she's locked up. I feel safer.
I'm glad Scott's lips not on TV.
That's true.
I feel safer.
So I thought about when I saw thought about her doing in there in Providencia. I had a thought. Can you imagine that curly hair in that environment?
You know what it's going to be like? Did you ever watch? Oh, y'all, I think it's. I forgot where you can stream it now, but. Go watch
100% humidity.
Go watch Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D List. First of all, it's a great episode. We love Kathy. She just had cancer surgery. We're sending her all our love. But did you see the episode where she travels to like a tropical island?
Yes.
And remember what her hair did? It just like becomes just like a fucking red Pomeranian.
Y'all, Ellie's
like a labradoodle hair.
Ellie's hair is going to actively try to strangle Victor in the night.
That's what my hair would do. My hair gets very curly.
I've never heard that before.
Can't do anything with it.
Mine is wavy. It doesn't get curly.
Oh, mine, but I bet wavy. It would look bad.
It would. No, you're right. It'd be maybe really large.
You forget
and in
when
charge.
You live in California, you can do whatever you want with your hair here.
It's true. So then they ask.
Remember in Texas when all the wind would blow and all the girls' hair, they would come in like from a rehearsal after parking their car and their hair is just all.
Then they ask, have you done a background check?
Well,
now, here's the thing.
She's given him $5,000. It's a lot of money.
I think people have given
but
a
I
lot
think
more.
There could be more. I agree with that.
My question is, would you ever do a background check on someone if they'd lied to you, said they were doing, said they were not with someone, and then you were going down, you were selling your business? I would do one. I would totally do one.
I've never done one.
Whoa! Really? I would do one.
Never done it.
Well, I guess that means you have. So
let's just say I work at a law office.
Yeah.
Where you have access to Westlaw.
Oh, wow. So you just go, you'll date someone.
I've done background checks on people that I've hooked up with more than four times.
Wow.
Do them all.
I
don't fuck with them all.
I actually don't mind it. I would want someone would do a background check on me. I'd be fine with it.
I'm just you find out who their neighbors are, who you need to call, if they're good people. You can find out everything.
Okay, that's invasion of privacy. But yeah, not good to know. Gross.
I should probably take that out the podcast. I can get sued.
So Ellie says, I believe he's told me the truth on his part.
Yes.
And we do find out, y'all, he has a DV charge. He has a domestic violence charge.
Yes.
With his ex. And I wrote down, yikes.
Yikes. Again, Poodle wrote down, Lord.
I did. Lord.
On his babe.
Maddie,
Lord. We know he has. But he has a domestic violence charge. But Ellie said she kind of makes peace
because
with that because
he found
he
him,
found
her he found with a her different man
with another man in their bed so yeah. They were fucking
well but that still gives but, no well, one the right
but
to,
she also said but then it doesn't give a right at all but I'm just saying Ellie's reasoning and then she said but he and the ex-wife are friends now and she talked to the ex-wife and she said that he's a really good guy. I need to know what are the circumstances of his deviance.
I googled it, y'all. I can't find a thing.
That to me is what I'm kind of about is, was it, because you can get charges of DV for someone gets mad and like throws a lamp up against the wall because they're angry.
And it's inside.
That's scary, but that's different than someone hitting someone.
Yep.
So I want to know, that's what I would want to know.
And I think this is different case than with like, we chose not to cover Jeffrey from Varia and Jeffrey because he had multiple DV allegations that were everywhere, and there was a thing of stalking and all kinds of stuff. And we did that mostly for that was to protest TLC casting someone on their show as someone we could empathize with.
Yes.
It's and so we're not canceling anybody right now. Just
we need
so
more information on him too. We just need to know more what's this about.
Yep.
I just need to know more. So, but I can see that would be super triggering to people, but we just don't know. But also too, look. I don't know the dynamics of the relationship. I don't know if there's dynamic. I don't know if they're kind of doing this cycle of abuse with Ellie. We don't know anything about Ellie and Victor's relationship.
That's
how
true.
They are together. So we don't know.
This is episode 2, you guys.
Yes.
Let's not forget.
So we don't know.
Let's not read into.
That's why I'm fine
even
with.
Though she might have killed her ex-husband or her husband.
Going forward until we see. I want to see their dynamic. But it is concerning.
So later on.
Because. It's also when you add it up, he's also not just cheated on her, but also literally had another girlfriend. And like, yeah. So.
I only had one more thing in this scene is that this dog is trying to get on camera so bad. And.
Well, I think they wanted him to be on camera because she wasn't there yet.
What?
Oh, the dog. The actual dog.
Yes.
I thought you were calling Victor a dog. You mean
no.
The dog at the table?
The dog is like.
But somebody put me in there.
And I'm like, I get it why they want that in there, but like put your dog in the other room. Because every time, it's like the Courtney and Josh's scenes in Lalu, you could not watch something because the dogs took every bit of focus.
It was distracting.
I know.
It was distracting.
I don't know why we haven't learned that yet. Yep. Why the production crew is like, can we actually put the dog in the other room?
Could you put her in her crate?
Yeah,
or maybe just happy there?
In another room. Not, I don't have a problem with dogs.
No, just, you love
they
dogs.
They attract attention and everything.
You
they
love
do.
Dogs, and you love men that are dogs.
I do.
So what?
And I love men who got nice dogs.
Which, by the way, she talks to him at the end, and this is kind of the conversation.
I mean, penises.
Penises. This is a conversation we saw at the beginning, where she's just. But what we see the beginning of, this is very well produced. It's very well done, kind of this callback. Basically, she's asking him, like, I had this dream that woman was there and she was pregnant and all this is coming up for me and I need to know.
I will say this.
He's good looking.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
He's
hot,
in,
y'all.
Like, the pictures are great, but he's talking to her and I'm like, he's a gorgeous man.
Now, here's the thing.
And it's big.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too, though. He never stops smiling.
Yeah. So that's what I'm a little, the hairs on the back of my neck go up. Between the other girlfriend, this DV charge, he starts smiling.
Don't ever believe someone who always smiles at you. Yeah. Yeah, if I'm smiling at you like this, trust me, I can drop it real quick. It's putting on a different persona. It's telling her what she wants to hear.
Yeah.
Always. That's when you're smiling all the time.
And here's the deal. It really makes you feel for people in that this hurricane is coming. And y'all, if you Google this island, there's literally...
There's nothing around
like,
it.
Like, it's not a large island like
no,
Puerto
it's
Rico.
Tiny.
It's a tiny island. So there's,
they call it a mini Jamaica.
There's nowhere to go.
Now, but I also want to say that when she's talking about her dream, y'all, listen to your dreams. They are both your innermost fear and your subconscious, and a lot of that is your gut talking.
It's your gut, yeah.
And I guess she thought telling him that dream with the other woman being pregnant, and he promised that that woman wasn't on the island, I guess she thought that would make him convince her. I wasn't convinced at all because he just kept smiling. And I was like, honey, listen to what your gut is telling you.
Out of my dreams and into your arms.
And you can tell she's not over it because she says, it's like, I love you. And she's like, well, usually when you love people, you don't cheat on them. And again, we've talked a lot on the pod
which
about...
Which I actually disagree with.
We've talked a lot about this. That cheating on someone is does not necessarily you do not love them anymore.
No.
It and a lot of times it has something to do with what one person needs that they're not getting,
yep.
that you, that they haven't communicated to the other person.
Sometimes, and I think a lot of times, y'all, if you're cheated on, I don't think it has a lot to do with you.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
What the old, and I'm seeing that, meaning that to not, but like give yourself, I think a lot of, you know, women especially, because men just don't get conditioned to be as introspective. But a lot of my girlfriends that got cheated on are like, what did I do?
What did I do?
And I'm like, honey, it's not about what you did or what you didn't do.
Right. And then, or if it's not, what did I do? It's like, he must not love me.
Yeah. No.
And it's not none of that. It has to do with something that is missing.
It's a breakdown in communication and a difference of wants and needs.
Yeah. And so, and it makes me sad.
She needs a boyfriend. He hopefully doesn't need to fuck women over, but I'm a little concerned about it.
I want
to
just take her by the shoulders and say, don't sell your business. Stay where you are.
I mean, y'all.
Trust your friends.
She is being more foolish than Jenny.
I kind of agree with you. Although I don't know if Ellie would be fooled as many times as Jenny. Because Jenny, we said last
but
podcast,
then,
Jenny is a fool.
But
y'all.
But we see kind of where all this kind of when we make fear based decisions. This is a fear based decision.
I know.
You know why? Because she says, next week she says, I just have to go there and see. I can't get a hold of him, but I can't take what happened last time when her husband died in the bed.
Her hand.
No, she didn't. Y'all, goodness. All right. We're going to take a little commercial break and we'll be right back.
We'll be back.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Action. It's time for Surf Jesus and Village Bicycle. Hi.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to catch some waves and maybe, you know, go get married, but for like a dollar.
Maybe declare bankruptcy after I pay for this wedding.
Yeah. Can I trade you some tacos for a wedding? Okay,
so
they have absolutely no idea of what they're doing.
No,
I just want to say, clueless.
I want to say that I really do believe, I'm sure the show reached out to them because they think they have some kind of fan base. But
a lot of people do like them.
Ugh, rough. That's kind
of a lot of people kind of feel like the way you do about Antifa. A lot of some people hate Evelyn, and some people are kind of like, good for her. He's a fucking idiot. She's shown him who she is. The whole good for her. They kind of like,
I guess. I just find them collective of them together. I find them exhausting.
It really is like wet toast.
Yeah. Someone said it was on Instagram, and Corey commented it was like something in warm water.
What did Corey say?
I think he's like, ow, that's harsh. So like, Corey, what are you doing on this site? I think it was 90 Day Couple or 90 Day Fiance, etc.
Oh. Wow.
It was funny. It is true, you guys. I think we do find people we like, and there are plenty of people who don't like Darcy. But you can't say that Darcy doesn't have some type of star quality.
Yes, agreed.
Evelyn or Corey, there's nothing to it.
I messed with his timer.
Sorry.
I'm
sorry.
That was
a complete disruption. Did y'all hear that beat? It didn't happen once, y'all. Happened four times.
I didn't know the timer was so hard to turn off.
So they're washing their dog. And she's like, sorry.
That's the worst thing for you. I'm so sorry.
Sounds, yes. You know how I feel about sounds.
Okay, they're washing the dog.
Oh my God, I have to tell you this.
No.
I had a friend over 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And he had on a watch that looked like a little... Like little fashion
Fitbit
watch.
Thing
no, it wasn't a Fitbit.
Okay,
it was an old like digital
watch.
Oh,
that's pretty.
And it went beep beep, and I went, oh, does it beep on the hour? He's like, no, it's not the hour. He's like, it doesn't really work. I don't really know how to work it. He's like, I just ignore it. He's like, I just think it looks good. I went, okay. Wait, you have a digital watch that beeps all the time.
Did you say this to him?
Yes, after we fucked. We were sitting right there naked in bed.
Blech.
And I was like, yeah, you got some cum on your shoulder. and I'm like, but how do you hate that? He's like, oh, I don't even hear it. I'm like, so you wear a watch that beeps just because you like the way it looks.
Mm-hmm.
I said, obviously, can I just turn it off for you? You'd never have to hear it again. I said, then you can wear it like a piece of jewelry. It's not a big deal. And I was like, kind of let that go. Yes, it is a big deal.
And let me guess, you're never going to see him again.
I don't think I will. It wasn't good anyway.
Okay, there you go.
Too hipstery for me.
That's pretty hipster. It's like one of those Casio electric watches that I bet he was wearing. Yeah. He's wearing it to be ironic.
But it was literally like, yeah, God, I don't even know
where
how to work
do you
it.
Find people?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Hostile bathrooms.
We can't get into that again. So, y'all.
Yeah, check out episode 1 if you want to hear my times in hostile floor bathrooms.
Evan, Surf Jesus, and Evelyn, they're meeting the wedding planner today.
Don't you think she's still going strong on that makeup game? She is wearing that makeup this season.
I think she's got some fillers.
She did.
Yep. I think she got some cheek fillers.
Yep.
By the way, I saw a makeup... There's this British guy who's a makeup artist. And he talks about getting cheek fillers, the before and after.
Yep.
Or for not cheeks, but for
under
his
eye?
Bags. I'm going to send it to you, and you're going to want it. Now I want it.
Oh, God.
We're just going to be like...
Y'all, if you see, both my mother and my father, and my brother's the worst. We all have bags.
He got it done right on the ends.
Mm.
Anyway.
You know, maybe we shouldn't try to be stereotypes of gay men always talking about surgeries that we want.
Yeah, hey, let's talk about dicks.
Yeah, that's better.
There we go. So, okay.
Y'all can see my feet. I'm sorry if that's a problem for some of you.
Well, just do what my grandma.
Get this out, Christina. Edit out
no,
my feet.
No, don't take it. Do what my grandma Hazel did, like for Wheel of Fortune. Just put a book up on the bottom of your screen so you don't see the answer. She didn't like it. Remember when they used to do that?
You know, she just couldn't look at the puzzle.
Well, you can't look at the screen. The answer's right there. You're going to see it on your television.
They did tell you what it was.
And those were little TVs. She wanted to play along.
I gotcha.
They don't do it anymore. Who ever thought of that? So anyway, y'all, they're going to go see The Wedding Planner. And Evan's like, I'm excited. This is the most exclusive, most expensive wedding planner in the entire country. She planned a Charlie's Angels or a
Victoria's Secret Angel
wedding. A Victoria Angel wedding.
Now, I liked it when she says to Corey, she's like,
oh, yes. Oh, yes.
She's like, and remember, I don't want to get married.
But
I don't want to get married, but if I am going to get married. If you've pushed me to marriage.
If you've pushed me to marriage.
If you've held my head underwater.
And said,
and forced me to get married.
Well.
I'm going to have the best wedding possible.
And y'all, this is what she says. I'm going to have the best cake. I'm going to have the best music. I'm going to have the best food.
And guess what?
To make my friends jealous. She actually said that.
And guess what, Corey? You're paying for everything.
Because that's
how it works here.
That's
in my
how it works
country.
Here.
Maybe I just made that up, but maybe. No one will ever know. I'm actually loving the absolute physical, mental, and sexual cuckolding of Surf Jesus.
Wow.
On every
she's just
way.
Wow, she is a cockroach. She will survive.
I love it. Anyway, I love it.
Now, so, we'll say they don't have any idea what they're doing, y'all, because the wedding planner meets them outside, and they're like, let's go walk to the spot we want to get married. And they walk up to the spot, and I'm like...
It's just a gravel plot of land.
Y'all, here's the deal. They talked about this in Kenny and Armando's wedding. You can't just go to a field and say, I want to get married here, and expect it to be like a wedding. You can do this, but just know, you either need to have...
There are no bathrooms.
You need to actually have a very, very, very simple, short wedding, or... You're going to have to be like the Dobbies down at Marietta. They built their own barn so that way they could have a wedding.
Okay.
You got to have that type of money.
All right, Dobbies. Thank you. You got to have Dobby money.
They were one of the families in Ardmore. My mama used to go to, she would go with her friend Karen. They'd go to Dobby's department store, but it was expensive. And so my mom would just make
Where's
her own
my phone?
Actually, Rue McClanahan talks about the Dobby department store in her book, My First Five Husbands and the One That Got Away. Anyway, but my mother made her own clothes, and that's how she learned to make her Liz Claiborne outfits when later that she worked
We need
in.
To move on.
Okay.
So she says, she's planning the wedding. She planned the wedding for a Victoria's Secret Angel, and it's their beachfront property that they also bought.
Yes.
And the problem is the wedding planner's like, you'd have to build everything.
Yes.
And that would cost even more.
And we're talking, like they said, sewer, electric, like everything.
And so she's like, I would think around, I could do a good wedding for $26,000 to $50,000. I'm like, what the fuck? And Corey's like, in Ecuador?
And he said, he's a quote, in a third world country.
That's always shitty when Americans say stuff like
that. That's
what
I said. That was shitty.
But it's...
Were you shocked by that amount of money?
I was shocked that it's going to cost that much for a wedding
y'all,
in Ecuador.
I'm telling you now, Evelyn's going to have a $50,000 wedding, mm-hmm. y'all.
Or her and the planner.
And he should be lucky that they're getting married there, because if it was in the U.S., it would be $100,000 wedding.
The planner and her have an agreement that just they're just going to take whatever's
yeah,
left.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
You know, more, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
They have an agreement that if they get the wedding past $40,000, then she'll book like three receptions at their bar.
Yeah, perfect. Shall we move on to our last couple? But Bean
Oh, wait.
And Ari.
I just want to say, Corey says, I'm freaking out right now. I don't know how I'm going to pay for this wedding. Evelyn does.
Your ass, honey.
Your ass.
Your ass.
Because it's going to be on OnlyFans. You're going to show your ass.
Show that ass.
Because she wants to get married.
Show that dick.
Show that dick. Show them nips.
There's a lot of gay boys who will pay for your body.
Show that kind of
body.
Face that always looks like you're a little constipated or read a bad book. That is Corey's face. Doesn't he look like he just read a not great book? Like,
Y'all, you're right. They
lovely bones.
They're gonna they're gonna pay.
I like that book.
They're gonna pay with that wedding porn. Good for you.
Good. That's why they did it.
Y'all, let's talk about Beanie and Ari. Or as I called this, like sands to the hourglass, these are the days of our very short marriage. Y'all, she's trying to detonate her marriage.
She's self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
That's what all this is about, y'all. Because we called it. We said, I bet her first, which by the way, I call him Leander because that's what she calls him.
Oh, I think so, she's Leandro.
But she sometimes, when Sissy said that, Matt, and then on the, she's like, so Leander's coming. So she goes back and forth. I think she almost says like Leandro in front of Binium to make him sound probably more fucking whatever span. Well, so
I'm sorry, my thigh is out.
Oh,
pardon me.
We almost saw
my big old milky white thigh.
Yeah, you almost showed your monkey brains, your balls. Don't need to see those.
So,
but we called it. We said, and this comes out later, and we'll get into more of it later. Remember last week, and we were saying, you know what I bet happened? I bet he got into school, he got into academia.
This is with the ex.
And his parents started, and he started living a normal life, and she freaked out and said, I can't have this life at all.
I'm going to go and find myself.
Ding, ding, ding. That's exactly what happened.
We found out that's what happened. Now, there is a moment deep in their segment that took my breath away. We'll talk about it.
First, though, y'all, they're
she's dressed up in a short dress. She's feeling herself.
Yeah, and we've
she
talked
needs
about
to get her nails fixed. So Andro will like
Andro.
Them.
We did have a couple of Ethiopian sissies come at us because remember we talked about last week when we saw them and she's wearing the garb.
Yes, this is a good thing to bring up.
And so some of the Ethiopian sissies, they said, and this is their perspective. So y'all can argue if you want, but I said, I didn't know if it was appropriation or not because our Ethiopian sissies, at least the ones that contacted us, said, no one ever dresses like that.
No one dresses like this.
No one even carries their baby like that anymore. Yep. So they actually
this were. This is straight up appropriation.
They were offended by that and they thought it was straight up appropriation. So take that or leave it. We are not Ethiopian. We don't know.
Right.
But that I just think that's important information to know.
Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
It sounds like so long ago that we talked about that episode.
It feels like 3 weeks.
So she's wearing her, she only wore that dress to make her first entrance, her grand first entrance.
Yeah.
Now she's wearing her little cute little,
she's got to go get her nails
her
done because she wants her nails to look
good. She wants to impress her ex-husband.
And Binium's like, wow, you look really, really nice today. Like,
and she's like, no, your boobs are just like, it's signed. I don't have boobs.
Yeah.
And so
they're getting his nails done. Y'all, here's the deal with Ari. If you just listen to Ari, she tells you who she is.
Oh, you're so right.
But you've just got to listen to her. It's like when she's getting her nails done and Binium says, wait, you look really nice today. But where's your ring? And Ari says, I'm flattered you're so jealous.
I'm flattered you're so jealous.
That's a gross person that gets flattered when they're significant
that
other is jealous.
Now, and what you said is correct. We saw it the first season when she had a little bit of problems. She wanted to go live in Ethiopia and she was kind of toying with her parents. You really see it this season when she just enjoys fucking with people.
She enjoys
fucking with people. That's her whole life.
She fucks with people so that way she gets the attention of being different.
Yep.
Being unique. Being a star. I'm telling this again now. Y'all, her family can't stand her.
Her mom loves her.
Her mom loves her. Dad tolerates.
The siblings
are like, oh God.
Yeah.
So Ari's like, this is an excellent day for me. It's an excellent day for me. I get to, like,
and
it's so exciting.
And but she says, where's your ring? And I wrote down, because of course she's not wearing her ring, because he's like, is it because you thought, she's like, it was an honest mistake. I was taking it off when I was washing. And she's like, and he's like, I wonder if she thinks that my ring was cheap.
So because he says this ring didn't even cost a dollar.
Yeah.
Y'all, the ring is a metaphor for how Binium feels.
Yeah. The ring is
he's a fuckboy, y'all. Don't get us wrong. He's a fuckboy.
But I think he does love his kid.
I think he loves his kid, and he's really trying. I feel like he really is trying to be a good father, and my heart broke for
him. We do have a lot of people who say that.
I mean, she's a fuck girl. They were both. That's how they met.
Binium hasn't done a lot to blah, blah, blah. And from what we've seen, maybe this has been at her urging, but he has done a lot more social media. He has done a lot more. He's doing that MMA fight that he did recently.
Yeah.
So it is. There's a lot of whataboutism in this couple.
I think he's a hustler, because what's Ari doing? What do we see her doing?
She's on Instagram all the time.
She is raising their kid.
Yeah,
but she has a nanny who lives with them.
Yeah, I don't want to minimize any of that. But I want to say what she's saying here. He says, maybe my ring is cheap. And he's like, I'd hope that if I gave her a ring of grass, it would mean the world to her. And that's not Ari.
That's not Ari.
So later on, y'all, they're picking up Leandro, who is exactly my type.
He's cute. He even has like
a T, y'all.
He even has a weird haircut that looks like he's so nerdy he cut it himself. Wow.
Yikes.
You need to process that.
And then she's talking to...
sorry, y'all. Airwolf's flying above us.
She's talking to Benny in the car going, remember, try not to be rude. Try not to...
But
y'all, the thing is, part of her is going to get off.
No, not part of
watching
her.
Him.
Most of her, this is what she wants.
Yeah.
She wants Binium to get jealous. She wants Leander to think that this guy's not good enough for her. Because when he comes over, this is the first time we ever hear that he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
We thought for now it's that he's just plain single.
So then... Another, I wrote down a couple times.
Now, Benny says, I'm just nervous because I don't want to lose you.
Right.
Like, he's really kind of in a crisis right here.
And what's weird is Ari doesn't, she doesn't.
She never comforts him.
Yeah, and it's like, you're not going to lose me. Please stop being this way.
She just she does not validate any of his feelings.
So she's basically like, they hug each other. And she's like, the two boys are kind of like, shaking hands. She's like, hug him, make my menagerie complete, make the two men who have fought for me,
yeah.
I want you to be friends for my own benefit.
It was an awkward hug. It's like, it was like hug like when I make Jake hug me.
Yep, when I'm trying to picture myself somewhere else.
Yeah, he hates it, but every once in a while I'll make him.
So Leandro says, I will always be in Ari's life and in Avi's life. Her child. So she keeps calling the baby. Later on, they see the baby.
God, that kid is cute.
The kid's really
cute. Very cute. And so, but she, they're seeing the baby and.
Calls him, this is your Uncle Andro.
Uncle Andro. And then she's like, Leandro, isn't this weird? It's like, this could have been your kid, but you missed out.
Cringe!
Why are you saying this in front of Binium?
It's to needle both of them.
Yeah, it's
to
horrible.
Fuck with both of their heads.
It's horrible.
I have to wonder.
But you missed out.
I have to wonder, does she have fans after this episode? I keep asking.
I don't know.
I don't know why anyone can't see that she just loves playing mind games. Does she love Binium? Yes, I think she does. But this is how she gets her fucking jollies,
y'all. I don't think she really loves anyone, though, as much as she loves herself.
Agree. So they are talking. She's like, look, Binny, look how comfortable Avi is with Uncle Andro. And he's worried. And Binium says, I'm worried they're going to leave together. Because he's already worried she's going to take the baby and leave.
He's already worried because she threatens him with that all the time.
She does.
That's her. That's her.
Which we've seen previews this season. She does that.
When he backs her into a corner and calls her on her shit, she does that.
So
the saddest part to me, though, was this whole gift exchange. Like, I literally, did y'all see? I felt like this episode was just, if you look at Binium, you just see his face fall more and more. And I felt sadder and sadder and sadder for him to be put through this.
Since he's been with her, you've watched someone go from someone who's kind of proud of who he is,
yes,
to someone who is constantly
second guessing him, questioning
himself, what he thinks.
Yes.
And
he was this very kind of just bubbly, kind of effervescent, joyous, confident person.
Yeah.
And she has taken that from him.
Yeah. There's this always this
effort. Come on the show.
There's always There's always this effort with when those two to say, I don't like either of them. And I guess that's okay, but like it's not okay to like one and to like the other.
Yeah.
It's not that I like Binyam.
I don't think he's perfect. Again, I think they both should have thought about this before they just like banged on it. But the difference of like Binyam versus the difference of like Sherlon from Ariana and Sherlon.
Right.
Y'all, if you're not watching 90 Day Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, that is the whole thing, is she met this guy on a bang trip in what island?
Jamaica.
He's in Jamaica.
Literally, though, but they were together like a couple of, they were together like a week.
Yes. So, but it's so obvious that he's not going to make probably any effort to be a father to this kid. Where Binyam has completely changed his life to try to show up and be a father for this kid. Because, y'all, he lost his kid to his ex-wife. Like, he's already gone through this.
So the gifts we bring out are, because Ari's ordered a bunch of stuff.
So, okay. I guess this is normal. Ari says they don't get a lot of stuff. Her mom brought a lot of gifts too.
Yeah.
I guess they don't have Amazon where they are.
Nope.
So I'm assuming that. But, and I started, and I kind of Googled this. I remember like, this is even like a small city. Like, I remember I sent someone a gift. Like, I just saw something that reminded me of them. And I sent them a gift, and they live in Paris. And they're like, yeah, I never got it. They're like, the Paris mail's just that way. It's notoriously horrible. We just never get things.
I get it.
So I Googled, there is, I don't know full about, because I first was like, why can't her mom just send this?
Well, however,
it's not like things. It's just different.
They live in Addis, the largest city in Ethiopia.
I know, but this was Paris, France.
I know.
Where he said, so.
But, so he's giving her, he buys her, y'all, he brings two bras out. Of course, Binyam's sitting there like, this is fucking.
He's like, bras? He didn't need to get bras. I guarantee you.
She's like, I needed bras because my boobs went down.
I can't find them anywhere.
So her mom couldn't have. That's,
I was like, her mom at least can't get to. It's bras. If they get lost in the mail, she'll send some more.
But you had to bring, your ex-husband had to bring them. This is all to gaslight.
And Leandro's like, oh, but I brought speakers for you, Benny. But next time I can do martial arts stuff and bring stuff for you.
Yeah, but I'm still thinking about the bras. He did say, my girlfriend pricked them out, though. He made sure to say that. And Ari's like, what do you mean, girlfriend?
What do you mean?
But she didn't say it. But,
and so finally we kind of get to the good for Benny. I mean, they're sitting there and Benny says, I just want to know.
Why aren't you together?
Why aren't you together?
And then he said, why did you break up? And then
your relationship seems wonderful now.
Ari says something that,
if you listen to Ari,
made
she tells
my
you,
jaw drop.
She She's tells like, you who she
well,
is.
Well, we never really broke up. Full stop. Full stop.
We never really broke up.
I just never came home.
I just kind of went away, which shows what she's going to do to Binyam. She's telling Binyam what she's going to do to him.
Y'all, and he says, and Leandro says, it was kind of a decaying experience, which must have been miserable.
Again, she, this is the deal with Ari. Ari is that person in a relationship who makes all these decisions in her head and never tells
the other person.
Not even her husband.
I'm telling you, y'all, This is going to be replayed on the tell-all. This is one of those things that, wow, I just, how do you say something like this and say it so nonchalantly?
And she even says, like, you know, I just didn't come home. She said, then we find out. She said, I told him I would move to Indiana with him. But I then couldn't. When he wanted, I just couldn't.
I traveled the world.
She ghosted him from what we're saying. She traveled the world. She's like, and she cries. She's like, I just felt like a bad person for doing
and
that.
And then it's about her and her sadness about how she treated her ex-husband.
And y'all, this is where you actually see the color kind of drain from Binium's face.
And she says the following, you guys. I just thought our relationship was a hiatus and I would just go back to him. I really wanted to keep my options open.
That's what she said. Because he says, it was just a moment. It was sad at first, it crushed, but then I got over it. And she says, I just didn't want it to end, so that way I had a backup plan.
This is the messiest fucking thing I've ever seen with an ex and a current partner. This is awful.
She's awful.
I y'all.
This is like.
I was not prepared for this.
I knew Ari was self-centered and selfish.
Yeah.
But I went, oh, she like is a narcissist. And I mean like diagnosable, a narcissistic personality.
She's going to spend the next however many episodes.
It just clicked for me.
Fucking with these two men and pitting them against one another for her jollies.
Yeah.
And we're going to be forced to watch it. Ooh, this is cringe.
Y'all, if you're dating...
This is cringe.
If you were dating someone who
does what
Ari... This is
totally cringe.
And the thing is, I just want to think about this with Ari. If you think you understand, and that there's two of you out there that are Ari Stan, what if a man did this?
Yeah.
What would we say about him? What would we think about him? Just let that sit in. If you, for the two people that are still Ari fans, hopefully I just turned you.
Yeah.
Boy.
It would have been like Jerry from Me, You, and My Ex.
Yep.
That's exactly what this was.
Exactly. And we found out, guess what, at the end, he's a spineless piece of shit and a narcissist.
Coming to Me, You, and My Ex, Ari, Binyam, and Leandro.
I know people kept saying, is this a crossover? Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
Ended on a bright note.
Boy, we read her for filth.
Down by the riverside, and we ain't gonna carry load no more.
Study war.
I ain't gonna study war no more.
No,
is that what you said?
No, study war no more. Gonna lay down my burdens.
Down by the riverside. Go down by the riverside.
When I start to do harmony, you can't shift to another
voice. Well, I can sing the bass part.
But it doesn't matter. If one of us starts doing harmony, you can't just switch.
Cause
no, you can find us. No, you've ruined it. You can find us at realitygaypodcast.com or realitygayspodcast on Insta or realitygayspod. You've ruined it. I won't have it. I won't have trying to... Where are my notes?
Okay. We call these people Lonely Hearts Poodle because aren't we all just lonely
God,
hearts?
God, I can't even find my
looking
notes.
Looking for love down by the riverside.
Yes. And if you want... Who did we cover this
it's
episode?
It's not like you couldn't be prepared.
I forgot. Who did we cover? Oh. Oh, God. Y'all.
Oh, no.
And if you killed your husband,
she did not kill her husband
due to an overdose. What everyone thinks is opioids, and you put that tiny little air bubble in his bloodstream. Call us or just send me a DM.
The opinions of Jake Anthony are not the opinions of Reality Gays. Please do not sue us.
She might sue me.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.